This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. See, I'm kind of, you know what I'm kind of in the mood for? I was driving in today and I heard a song and I'm like, you know, that's kind of the mood I'm into today. It's kind of where I'm at today. You know what song it was?
What? Really not surprising. I feel like this song is,
yeah,
plays in your head at least like once a month.
No doubt. No doubt about it, man. Thin Lizzy. I love this song, man. Like a Back to my band, my bar band, Not That Bad, where I'm the drummer. Like, I think we'd play this song. I think we'd kick off our show with this song. Covers only. No original music. We're not that good. But we're not that bad.
I have a question.
Sure.
You bothered Amy Jo this morning.
Yes.
You up,
Amy Jo.
And you've not even replied back to her or told her what you want.
Wait a sec. I told you to... Okay, so what did she say back when she texted?
She said that she would, of course, not think that that was me asking if she was up.
I don't have a jug poll of the day today, so I need
her
to think.
Is that what you needed?
Yeah.
You woke her up to do your work for you.
Yes.
Amy Joe.
That is exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. I need a jug poll of the day today, Amy Joe. Help the team. Help a brother out, Amy Joe. Come on, girl. All right, let's talk about gift cards for a second, okay, shall we? Consumers are expected to spend as much as a trillion dollars this holiday season, despite near record credit card debt levels. We're all in debt again. This is like right before 2008.
Go listen to Dave Ramsey.
Nobody's listening to Dave Ramsey. Everybody's in debt again. Everybody's like, okay, that was just a thing, right? That was like Obama, you know, that was like big banks just handing out free money to everybody.
Careful.
I'm just saying, that's what it was. It's greedy, greedy beetards.
What?
I can't say the other word.
You can't even say that word.
That's an abbreviation of the other word that I can't say. I said it. You know I said it. Wallet Hub has released reports to help holiday shoppers save money and avoid a financial hangover in the new year. It seems that 35 million Americans still have credit card debt from last holiday season. Dude, if you still have credit card debt from last holiday season... Right? That's maybe a little much, right? Like, you ought to be able to, in a year, pay that off before you start again, right?
I mean, that would be ideal, but not everyone. Stop being
okay.
So... You said you weren't going to judge this morning.
I'm judging. And I'm nosy.
You are.
I'm being nosy today, and I don't care. That's what I'm being today. So they're talking about gift cards. The way to do this is get gift cards. And so I have this, the best gift cards. You know what is the number one most requested gift card? Of course you do. Target is the number one most requested gift card. Walmart, number two.
Really?
Not surprised.
That's the most requested?
Yes, like these are the most popular gift cards right here. Target's number one.
I think like Amazon would come in second.
It's not even in the top five.
Get out of town.
Not even kidding. So maybe that's going to be our jug poll today. Would you rather have Target or Amazon gift card? But anyway.
Target.
Would you really?
Yeah. I would rather have a Target gift card over a Visa gift card.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you rather just have a Target gift card rather than cash?
Yeah.
You would? Why would you rather do that, you freak?
I'm spending all my cash at Target anyway.
Gosh. Number three, Sephora.
I mean, yeah, it's always nice to have a Sephora gift card.
Isn't that the place where, like, the lipstick's $47?
Not all the time.
And the blush is, like,
you can find stuff $92. At all different levels.
At Sephora? Isn't that the place with the little tiny bag and you walk out and you got like two little items the size of nickels and that cost you $557?
You're being a little dramatic there.
I don't think so.
I know you are.
How much do you love me, Dad? I don't know. I don't know if I love you $327 of Sephora worth. Number four most requested gift card, eBay. eBay.
Gross, really?
Have you bought stuff on eBay?
No.
Don't say gross. I mean,
I didn't mean gross. I didn't mean like that's gross. I meant like...
Judging. Who's judging now?
I didn't mean that. I mean, like, oh my gross.
Okay, sure. You're 0 for 1 today. And number 5, IKEA.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, you want to talk about all my
gross. But only
gross.
If you live near one, because shipping on IKEA is ridiculous. It's getting better, but like you buy something for $5. Like, well, it's only $97 to ship it.
Yeah.
Legit, like, get out of here. Right.
Mickey just bought some new outdoor patio furniture, and it all showed up in boxes. In boxes, which means I have to put it together. She's going out of town this weekend, which means I have the entire weekend to myself. You know what she asked me to do? Put it together by the time she gets back next week.
I think you'll be fine. God, you act like you have to build a car.
I do. I have to build an entire mansion. That's what I have on tap this weekend. I want to be sitting on the couch watching football. Instead, I will be outside in the hot sun, sweating profusely, putting together outdoor patio furniture. All right, maybe that's our jug poll of the day today. Are you like Becky and would rather have a Target gift card more than an Amazon gift card or more than a... More than cash.
Heather, not Heather, said eBay over Amazon. That's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. Like, here's something you could buy anything in the entire world or buy someone's used stuff. What would you rather have a gift card
People
for?
People like that stuff, man. Like antique shopping, like yard sales. Isn't eBay like the biggest yard sale in the world? I mean, it's kind of the same.
I mean, I guess. Right?
Yeah. People like that stuff, man.
I think that eBay is neat for like...
One man's treasure.
You know, like, oh, I really miss Polly Pockets from my childhood.
Right, right.
So I want to go buy like a 90s Polly Pocket. Right. But I'm also not spending $97 on one.
Let's make this our jug poll. What would you think is the better jug poll? Target versus cash? Target versus Amazon? Target versus any other gift card? What would you... Target versus a Visa gift card? What would you think is the better jug poll?
Why don't you not be lazy and say,
I'll just wait for Amy Jo.
Here's the jug poll.
I'll just wait for Amy
Which
Jo.
One of these gift cards would you rather have? Target, Amazon, eBay, and just list all of them. There are options where you can list five things in the jug poll.
I have to push all those different buttons then.
Do you need me? No, I'm not doing it because I'm going to make you do the work.
Please do.
Give me a break. When you're not here and I have to do the jug poll, I have like five
options.
Don't
do it. That's then you get in trouble. Then you get yelled at. How come there's no jug poll today? Tom's out of town. Target, Walmart, Amazon, or what was the other one you said?
What's on the list,
eBay?
Dummy?
Oh.
You're looking at it.
Shh. Okay, whatever.
Apple said if you give him $100, he'll put all of that furniture together for you.
Really? Is that really a thing, Apple?
So lazy.
Now, is that a thing, $100? Do you need it in 20s, or would a $100 bill work?
Why does that matter?
Like, I can pay
either way.
You
just want to be able to show someone you have a $100 bill? Like, what are you, 10?
I could pay
either
way.
Like, life-changing money. Look at this $100 bill.
Will you take a crisp $100 bill, Apple? Sounds like Apple wants to come over and hang out and drink a little bit and watch some college football. That's what I'm getting there. All right, Jug Poll is brought to you by Farm Supply.
So lazy.
I'm not doing that.
On.
I put together a water feature, a fountain for her the other day.
That is a lie.
I screwed together five layers of a base and a top and a base and a
you
top.
You had to
and
screw something together
I
and then
did.
Plug it in?
I had to run the tube down the middle.
Oh, my gosh. A man.
And then I actually plug that thing in and fill it up with water. You kidding me? The horror.
So lazy. Apple said H, yeah.
Oh, I see where we're at. All right, our jug poll is ready by Farm Supply. Farm Supply in Paso, San Luis Rey Grande, Santa Maria, Buellton. Farm Supply for the farm.
This is Tom and Becky in the morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag in Paso, your one-stop shop. Visit their newly launched Western Boutique online store. It's PremierAgBoutique.com. Find ladies' Western fashion, men's clothes, footwear, and accessories. Use discount code PREMIER to receive 10% off.